Hello.
Hi, is that Mr. Hugh Logan?
It is.
Hi, Hugh. My name's Billy, and I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call today is regarding the Scottish redress claim for any mistreatment and abuse whilst you was in care.
Yes.
So I'm just going to make sure that I've got your correct details on file, and I'll get everything popped on the system for you and get everything located for you today. Is that okay with yourself?
Yes.
Perfect. So I have your full name down here as Hugh Logan. Is there any middle names or any other names that I should have down for you?
No.
Perfect. And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yes, it's the best one.
That's not an issue. Let me just make sure I've got that there. And can I ask you for your door number, please, where you're living at the moment?
30 Apple Door.
30 Apple?
Apple Door Road.
And your postcode?
BN24PES.
4PES. So I'm just going to make sure I've got that on here for you. So it's Bravo November 2.
Yeah.
And then 4P for Papa, S for Sugar, and that's Appledore Road in Brighton, is it?
Yes.
No problem, that's not an issue. And can I ask you when this incident occurred, so when this did happen, was you living up in Scotland when this happened?
Oh, yes, when I was a young kid.
No problem, that's not an issue. What's your date of birth there, darling?
14/2/1963.
1963, no problem there. Let me just work something out for you. And could I ask you, for any reason, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask you what illness is that?
Polyposis, family polyposis.
Not an issue. So with you having a terminal illness, that will just give your case some urgency, which means we can fast track that for you. So instead of it being up to 12 months for your refund or your compensation, it will be anything from 6 to 8 months. Okay.
No problem.
No problem there. Now, we have an email address on the system for you as shug481@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes, actually, shug481.
Shug, sorry about that. I do apologise.
Yeah, yeah. So my name's Hugh, but I'm Scotland. You get called Shug.
Shug. Oh, so is your nickname Shug up there then?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And do you remember what your parents was called by any chance?
My parents were called the names.
Yeah, the name. Yes.
Mary O'Connell Logan.
Mary O'Connell Logan.
William Bell Logan.
William Bell Logan. Thank you for that. And do you know where you was living before you was popped into care, or the area where you was at all?
Well, the first time was in, Annie's Land.
And could you spell that for me?
Oh, Annie's Land. Oh.
Don't worry.
Oh,
what part of Scotland was it?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, that's not an issue, that's fine. Glasgow area. And did you grow up knowing if you had any siblings or anything like that at all, sir?
Oh, yeah, my brothers were in the home at the same time as me. Well, my brother was.
No problems. And what's your brother called?
William Logan.
William Logan. And do you still have contact with William now?
William died.
I'm sorry about that.
Same illness, same illness as me.
Get that on here. I'm so sorry to hear that. And it was in Glasgow. It would have been Glasgow local authority, wasn't it, that you were tried under?
Yes.
Do you know how old you was when you was placed into care?
The first time was 5 and a half, something like that. Maybe younger. I don't know. Maybe nearly 5 and a half. Pardon?
And do you know the care homes where they placed you over time?
The first one was in Dunfermline.
Sorry, could you say that again for me?
First one was in Dunfermline.
And do you know what the name of that was?
No, I don't know the name of it. And then a few other ones. I was in a few other ones as well.
First one. And how long was you in the one in Dunfermline for?
Oh, I was too young to know, actually, know how I was there for.
Don't worry. That's not an issue. Let me have a look. Let me have a look here for you. Just here, Dunfermline. I'll get that on here. So the first one was Dunfermline. First one from Young. Doesn't remember. How long? And do you know, while she was here, did any abuse or any mistreatment happen while she was in here, or is that not something you remember?
Something did happen.
Something did happen, not a problem.
Yes, the first one, yes.
No problem. And from Dunfermline, where did you get placed, sir?
Then I'll get taken back home again.
Taken back home? Back home?
Yeah.
And was that for a few years, or was that for a few months that you're aware of?
It was a few months I was aware of, but it was the same thing, because an incident happened, and when I was the one who raised the alarm, and then the whole place was empty to kids. I'm talking about the place we were in. It was just empty to kids, just me and my brother left.
And was that in Dunfermline?
Yes.
Sorry, let me get that here. Was empty, just him and his brother here. Got that here. And when you were taken back home for a few months, where was he then placed after there, sir? What care home did they place you in?
Pardon?
What area or what care home did they place you in after you was then taken back home? So when you was in Dunfermline, you've gone back home. Where did you go after there?
Annie's Land.
Annie's Land?
Yes.
And is that spelled A-N-N-I-E-S-L-A-N-D?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Let me just have a look here. Let me get that one here. And done. That's not an issue. And how long was you here for?
I can't really remember that here. I mean, I was a bit young, very young at the time.
That's fine. And do you remember what the care home was called in Annie's Land?
No, it wasn't a care home. That was home. But then
that
I went to a place called... Yeah, then I went to another one. Place called Dunclutha. That was where I was.
Dunclutha.
That's in Dunoon.
And what was the care home called? Could you say that again for me?
Dunclutha.
The care home was called Dunclutha. And from Dunclutha, where was you placed after that?
I went to, there's another one before that, Ailsa Craig, I believe it was called.
Sorry, say that again?
Ailsa Craig. It's in Glasgow.
Fields of Craig.
Ailsa Craig.
Fields of Craig in Glasgow. Right, yeah. I've heard of that, yet. Fields of Craig in Glasgow.
And then I was in, where to go after that? I went to Helensburgh. Can't remember the name of the one in Helensburgh.
Helen Sarah. Doesn't remember name, don't worry.
Then I went to, what do you call it, Larksgrove.
Then you went to where, sorry?
Larksgrove.
Larksgrove,
which is in Glasgow.
Larksgrove in Glasgow. And was that the last place you was placed, or did they move you to somewhere else?
I went to my detention centre after that.
And you went to a detention centre. Let me get that on here for you.
And would you call it? Detention centre. Yeah, would you call it quick treatment?
Detention centre. And was the detention centre in Glasgow?
It was in there. Where is that place? Where are we going? Crick and Tillock.
I was placed in a care home, and then the care home was called Dunclutha. That's no problem. Dunclutha. And then he was placed in a detention centre. Then...
Glen Oakles. That was a detention centre, Glen Oakles.
Glen Oakles. Not an issue. Let me get that here. Knuckles. That's not a problem. So let me just get... Do you know why you were placed into care, sir?
Family problems, probably.
Family problems, no problem.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to ask you for is a next of kin. So for any reason, anything was to happen to yourself over the next few months of this procedure going through, have you got any children or any family or any friends who you would be happy for them to receive this payment?
My sister.
Sister,
my brother.
What's your sister's Marian, name?
Marian Logan. Or Marian Malalud. But put down Marian Logan.
Marlene Logan.
Marion.
Marion Logan. Yeah. And do you have a mobile number for her?
I've got it, but as I say, man, I need to mess about with my phone.
Don't worry about that. Have you got WhatsApp at all?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp anyway, because I do need a picture of your ID and proof of address. So if you send me your sister's number on there, I'll then get it popped onto your case for you, okay?
Okay.
No problem. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk through the care homes where you was in to get a brief statement of what you have suffered with, and then from that I can get everything processed for you right away. That's not an issue. Now, before I go further, I just want to give you the heads up that you do not need to go and get evidence or anything like that. We do that for you, and we will locate all files. We just need to have an understanding of what you've had to deal with and what you have been dealing with, so we can understand what kind of region of care you'd be looking for. Now, the average claim is about $48,000 at the moment. We understand no money will ever take away what you have had to deal with, but I can just reassure you that if we can get you some sort of justice, we will make sure we get you the top end of that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, from your initial get-go, so from when you first arrived in care at Dunfermline, if you remember anything, can I ask you what was it like there?
I remember everything, by the way.
Oh, bless you. I'm so sorry about that. So first memories of care was being sent to an assessment centre, and yeah, that was called Dunfermline, if I can pronounce that right.
Yes.
Not brother. And you and your brother was there at the time, is that correct?
Yes.
And was there any children there when you arrived there, or was it just you and your brother?
No, there was a few kids there.
When he arrived, there was a few children there. Do you remember any staff members' names or anything that made you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Don't worry.
Sorry.
Can I ask you what memories you have of this place, darling?
The only memory I've got is, man, is the minister coming through the window during the night.
The minister was that?
That was the minister. I know it was him. I know it was him, by the way.
Coming through the window in the night. And when he come through the window, would he abuse you in any way, shape or form?
Yes, yes.
Sorry. So, abuse him. Look at that, how long he was in there. Was this on a regular occurrence?
It was only once, because I screamed.
Yeah. One moment.
Because I was thinking about my younger brother. I knew I didn't want him to do what he'd done, what he was doing to me, to my younger brother. So I screamed.
No, didn't want to do something to his younger brother. He was silent. How would the staff members make you feel after this? Is it something that they was aware of and would just ignore it?
Well, listen, I'll tell you what happened, right? This minister, I know it was a minister. He came in the window during the night, big bay window, he's opened the window. He's touched me up and everything, by the way. Then I screamed because I was thinking about the young brother. I didn't want him to go through that. He ran out, he jumped out the window. He just flew out the window. And the people who owned the place came running in the bedroom door. He said, what's going on? I said, there's somebody in this fucking room. He said, he's been touching me. I know he has. He's been here. And I said, don't turn the light off. I don't want to sleep with the light off anymore, by the way. But they just went, no, we don't believe you, there was anybody in the room. There was something in the fucking room. I know there was.
They knew that would have been happening, because it would have been happening on a regular occurrence to other children in there as well, unfortunately.
Well, listen. A day, 2 days after that incident, by the way, every kid in that home, whatever it was just taken away. It means my brother was just left there for about a week on my own.
I can't think of his brother. He was left for around a week. And while she was here, would the staff be forceful in any way, or would they restrain you in any way?
No.
Don't worry. That's fine.
And that's the one that's really stuck with me all my life.
Which is his first time And of course, with it being your first time in care, and that's what you're having to go through whilst you're in an assessment centre, he was worried for what was to come next. I believe from there, you was then placed into, if I am correct, you was then taken back home for a few months, is that correct?
Yeah, well, a few, yeah.
Home for a few months. And while she was at home, was you under the, did you remember being abused anyway, mentally, physically, left alone or anything like that?
No.
Where he was then... Where he was then understanding, he was changing and seeing different aspects happened. And then from there, from you was in taken from home, you was then placed in a care home, and was that the care home called Dunclifer?
Yeah, but that's because my mother died and things like that.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me get that on here.
Well, she had she had the same problem as me, but she died at 46 or 44 or something like that.
So sorry about that. I think he was based in that care system. So it was placed on that here. That was a place called Dunclifer. And then, when you was at Dunclifer, do you have any memories from here?
It wasn't too bad there, by the way. There was sexual abuse, but just abuse of getting up in the morning early and having to go to a barracks. Sit there for 2 hours or 2 hours before breakfast time. Not allowed to say a word. Arms crossed.
They would wake him up extremely early and make him angry. While she was also here, did you feel like when they would restrain you in any way, shape or form, they would use a lot of force? Did they ever use the cane or the belt or anything as any punishment?
Yeah, I got the belt one time.
And you said there was no sexual assault here?
No.
Here, no. But it was more physical and mental?
Yeah, yes.
Mental. In regards to any other memories while she was here, is there anything else that you would like me to get jotted down while she was at Dunclifer? Is there any friends that you remember you making or any staff members here?
I know a few people. I mean, Duncan Johnston, Brian Dugan, Tommy Gilchrist, Alex Mulholland. But that place was not too bad apart from the regime when they first went into the place.
Children.
But then they changed the regime, Barry. They got new people in and they changed the regime a bit. I mean, gave it a wee bit more. You don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go and sit in a cold place and be arm folded and all that. They gave it a bit of get them up at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But the worst man was actually Larks Grove.
Sorry, I'm
here
for you.
It wasn't a sexual assault, but there was a... I had to fight every night.
Every night, let me get that on here for you. So from when you was then placed in Dunclifer, you then was then placed in a detention centre, Glen Acles, was that?
No. I went to one in Helensburgh. But I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of it, by the way.
It was
Ailsa Craig first in Glasgow. Ailsa Craig first.
Ailsa
It was a Craig, I think. Yeah, it's in Glasgow, I believe.
A Craig in Glasgow. And while she was here, what is it that you received while she was here?
I just, fighting.
He would be fighting, baby.
Yeah, because as I say, there's always a king of a home, isn't there?
Which is understandable, but of course they don't know any different. And when, of course, the staff are allowing them to do that and pick sides and make groups and be bullies, they're going to do it as much as they possibly can. Let me get that here for you.
Well, to be honest, when I think back about the police are right, there was an incident, one of the ladies there in the home, sort of she was very playful towards me, Barry, and then she sort of, well, she supposed to be giving me a haircut, but you know, I never get a haircut. I just got my head rubbed. You know what
and
I mean?
And where was that? What place was that in?
That was Dunclosa.
We got that here. And do you remember what she was called?
No, sorry. No.
Don't worry.
Because I know there was a lot of, a lot of stuff going on in there, you know what I mean? There was one young girl, man, she was teaching everybody about sex. You know what I mean?
Sorry about that. We'll get that here. When you was then in Ales of Craig in Glasgow, do you feel that food and things was a decent option there, or do you feel like you was left to support yourself? Was the staff members physical to you in any way, shape or form?
No.
The biggest problem in this property was the children that were left to basically fend for themselves, and of course, dealing with them kind of people being in that home, it's obviously a stressful situation. That's 7-year-old.
Yeah.
People had different circumstances. Once you got placed out of Ales of Craig in Glasgow, where was it that you was then placed?
I was in Helensburgh. I can't remember the name of the place again. I can't remember it.
Helensburgh. But doesn't remember name of care home, don't worry. Name of care home. And did anything happen in here?
No, it was quite a reasonable place, by the way, to be honest.
Here was a reasonable place to live, but again, they didn't place them here long. From here, where did they place you?
And then I went to Latsgrove.
Was that Latsgrove? Latsgrove?
I didn't. Latsgrove.
Yes,
in Glasgow.
Glasgow. And this was the worst of all?
Yeah, because I was made to fight every night.
Every night. He was made to fight.
For a cigarette. Because they allowed you a couple of cigarettes every night. They give you a cigarette. But, as I say, man, me and a gentleman called Frankie Doherty had to fight every night for a cigarette.
The staff here, was they ever physical to you? Did they ever hit you in any way, shape or form?
Oh, no, they never hit us, Barry, but they made sure that they were in charge and they... As I say, they were control of the place for them. We were picked to fight all the time.
Do you remember any of the injuries that you would end up with?
I just punches, you know what I mean, kicks.
And punches and kicks and punches and kicks. Did they ever do anything to any of your property or anything like that, or keep you in your bedroom? Did they ever make you stay in bedding, whereas some people had wet themselves and was forced to stay in that kind of clothing, that was forced to stay
no,
in
no, but no, but I did receive the belt and a couple of days in the cell.
Again, he was a punishment regularly, and he was being made. I've also heard about this cell. Somebody else had made me aware of this. They do believe that it is still there till this day. I'm going to get that down for you. Still, for you. Is this the last place you was before you then went off on your own to the detention centre?
Yes, yes.
We get that here. Food all along there. He was stripped of a month and this time he was found being assaulted to physical assault and mental over years. This has impacted him in every way. What impact has this had on you now? Is it things such as PTSD, stress, anxieties? Of course, it's not nice for you to relive these situations.
I kind of sleep at night because I'm telling you, I've got my sister just up the road, man, and she's just, she'll you need to go and see a psychiatrist. But
oh,
I say, I just don't know what I do. I mean, what's a psychiatrist going to do for me? Really?
Most definitely, you know, and like you say, you speak about it, and it doesn't really do anything. I've been in situations
you know where it doesn't help. It doesn't help, but you just got to try and live with it, live with the shit. You know what I mean?
So live with this.
And with this disease I've got as well, man. You know what I mean, man? I know I'm coming to the end of it, but whatever happens to me, I know I'm coming to the end of it.
He suffers with a terminal illness, which is something else he has to suffer with now.
I'm just glad people have woken up yet, to be honest.
So I can reassure you that you have given me enough information, as much as you possibly can, and what I will do with all of this is I'm going to rewrite this in using every single statement that you have made me aware of, but I am going to emphasise everything that you have dealt with. Now, I will make sure I get your case submitted for you right away, do not worry. Most importantly, you have had an email that's been sent over to you from MMA Legal. Would you just have a look if you've received that for me, please? If not, what I'll do actually, I'll get it sent out now whilst you're on the call, and I'll help you and talk you through it, and I'll get your case submitted for you right away. I'll get that done So what I'm going to do for you on WhatsApp is I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp, and the message that comes through, I will need a picture of your ID. Any ID, it can be a bus pass, driver's license, passport, birth certificate.
I've got a passport.
That's perfect. And any letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months, it can be anything. And we just need to see that it's your address where you are going to be receiving your payment. Now, also, what I'm going to do for you, this document that's coming over to your email, it should be there right about now. I've just resent it for you. What I'm also going to do is it should come through as a text message, and I can help you and talk you through that. Will you just check if it's coming through to your SMS for me or to your emails?
Sorry, I just have something.
Perfect, that should have come through, and I'll help you get that back.
Whatever. Is it
MMA? Should say Zoho Sign, Billy Tyree.
Say that again.
It should say Zoho Sign or MMA Legal.
Yeah, I've got Zoho Sign.
Perfect. If you click on that for me, it should say click to view document or start signing. And then it should say proceed to document.
Yeah, there's a document here.
Yeah, perfect. And it says proceed to document.
That's processing.
Perfect. When it processes, there should be a little red box with a star next to it. I'm sorry, a little box with a red star next to it. And it will say signed by client. If you could just click on that for me.
Yeah, click on it.
And then it should come up with a few signatures. It should give your signatures three options. If you click one of your signatures and press the little box underneath it and then press agree, that should come straight back through to me.
Wait a minute, I've got myself lost here, by the way. Wait a minute, there's a lot of information coming up.
Yep. So the information that comes up is just to state that's the document that we're going to send to the government so we can request your fields of every care home that you've been in so we have the correct locations and things like that. Once you press signed by client, there'll be some places for the solicitor to sign, so don't worry about that. That's for the solicitor.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, does it say, what can you see on your screen now?
White, black, red, what have you got? Redress, Billy, what have you got? Document information, when you proceed to document, right.
Proceed to document, press proceed to document.
Right, what else have we got to do?
And then there should be a little box that says signed by the client and it will have a little red star next to it.
Can't see anything there. Got a red box now.
No, it's a little box and it'll just say signed by client and it'll have a little red star next to it.
So is that electronic, you've got record and signature disclosure?
Okay, what does it say? Does it say agree and accept anywhere?
I confirm that I have read and understand
press that for me, sorry.
I pressed it.
And then now what can you see?
Agree and continue.
Agree and continue. Press that for me.
There we go.
And what
signature.
Does it say now?
Signature.
Yeah. Click on client signature where it says that.
Right.
On the box.
That's okay.
And then there should be a little tick box underneath it if you press that for me.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then if you can press agree or sign.
I've done that.
And what does it say on your screen?
You have signed this document.
Let me see if that's come back. So that's perfect. That's fantastic. That's everything. What I am going to do for you now as well is I'm going to bob you a message on WhatsApp. So if you could send me a picture of your ID and your letter of proof of address, that will be fantastic. And as soon as I've got that back off you, I will get your case sent off for you right away today, Hugh. Okay? And like I said, it will be fast-tracked for you. Also, on the meantime, if you have any questions or if you would like to track your claim with me at any time, you just bob me a message over and I will give you a call straight back and let you know where your case is up to, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. So if you go on WhatsApp now, that message shall come through to you in the next few moments, and if you can get that back to me, that will be perfect. All right, Hugh.
Okay, thank you very much for all your
help. No problem, darling. Thank you for your time as well, okay?
Okay, bye. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.